In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thursday, the 13th of October. Good as always to have you along, everybody. Donald Trump ran for president, and he got, in those early days, a whole lot of traction entirely on the strength of his brand. His name, his brand, is everywhere. So there was always some downside risk, depending on how his campaign went. Since that tape came out last Friday, and in the past 24 hours, that risk has accelerated sharply. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer gets us going.
Donald Trump is a walking, talking human brand. When he sneezes, the brand catches a cold. Robert Pasikoff is president of the research firm Brand Keys. He can pinpoint to exactly when the Trump brand started to suffer.
The minute he became the designated candidate for the GOP, that was when the real damage began.
And more consumers started taking seriously Trump's comments about Muslims, Mexicans, and now women. Pasikoff's firm measures added value, that is, how much more you can charge for a product because of the Trump brand. He says stores used to sell a Trump dress shirt for $80. Now?
They might have to reduce the price to $65.
And it's not just shirts. People pay Trump a licensing fee to put his name on all kinds of things, like suits and watches. Trump hotels will suffer too, says Richard Swain, director of brand experience at the firm Huge. He says convention organizers might ask, do I really want to be in a Trump hotel?
What does that make me look like in front of my friends, or make my company look like in front of our clients?
Then again, other marketing experts say the Trump brand is just transitioning. Jonathan Salem Baskin is president of Arcadia Communications Lab. He says Trump has a core group of very committed supporters who will still buy his stuff.
So his clothing line, his Trump University, these are all things that are in fact targeted at people who dream of being well off.
Salem Baskin says all brands have to change, and the Trump brand is just evolving in a very surprising way. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.